This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. This morning, I am feeling that there is a greater need for more compassion in our society. Recently, it was reported that Chicago hit the devastating milestone of 500 homicides in 2016. I got to tell you, that statistic just breaks my heart because Chicago is, you know, my home city. And I was talking with a girlfriend who works a few days a week at one of these community-based organizations that will try to help first-time offenders get their life back on course. And one day she just started talking to him, and she said, we engaged in a conversation for almost an hour, and it really seemed like I was just talking to a man about his life's journey, some of the pitfalls of his journey, and it didn't seem like I was talking to a criminal per se. And after talking with him and learning a little bit more about his story, and of course, this young man has turned his life around, hence the affiliation with the nonprofit, he said, you know, you are the first one, even though I've been affiliated with this organization for some time now, who's actually just come up to me and had a conversation, who even really took interest to understand my story. And this reminds me of when Jesus was telling his disciples in Matthew 9 that the harvest is so great, but the workers are so few. So ask God to send more workers for his field. And the words that I use to teach me these things are, so whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Matthew 7:12. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. And today, take a moment to just share a little more compassion.